Why do you feel so passionately about fracking?
Well, it's not just fracking that I feel passionately about. There's two other strands to the industry, which is coalbed methane extraction and underground coal gasification. And basically, all three of these different types of the industry, they just are ruinous to the landscape and to the environment and to people's health. And there's very little benefit to communities in having them, but there's lots and lots and lots of risks, and I can go into the risks if you're wanting to hear about them.
First of all, tell us exactly what that is for people who don't know these things that you've just spoken about.
Well, fracking is the most well known. It's hydraulic fracturing of the rock to get methane out from it. The two that are more likely to come to Ayrshire are coal bed methane, which is a similar process. They crack the coal in order to release methane, which they then extract. And then the probably the most scary sounding one is the coal seam gasification, which is where they actually set fire to the seams of coal under the ground. It's meant to be controlled. They're meant to control the supply of oxygen, but we just really don't know what is down there. There's been a couple of hundred years worth of coal mining in Ayrshire, and there's not enough mapping of where it's been diminished and where it's been depleted. And where there's still strands there. So once you've started burning it, there could be extra supplies of oxygen from somewhere that the industry doesn't know about, and you could effectively have a coal seam burning quite uncontrollably.
And why do people frack?
Well, people frack, the big gas companies frack because they are wanting to get methane out of either shale or coal, which can be used as a gas.
And what are the risks?
There's many risks. For all three of the different strands, one of the sort of definite risks is just the amount of wastewater, contaminated wastewater that's produced. And the industry has never said what they're going to do with this contaminated wastewater. There's also, from all three of the different strands, there's the possibility, a strong possibility, that there'll be contamination of the soil, of the groundwater. If the soil's contaminated, that gets into crops and it gets into the grass that livestock would be feeding from. So another risk is it's just a very, very intrusive industry. You'd be looking at dozens and dozens and dozens of wells just littering the landscape. Miles and miles of extra roads as well. In other areas where it's become quite an intensive industry, there's been higher incidents of road traffic incidents. If it does come to actually fracking, then they need huge amounts of water, so it puts a bit of pressure on the water supply that the local communities are wanting to have access to, but it also means that you've got tanker after tanker after tanker of water being bussed in.
Is it likely to come to Ayrshire, and if not, then why do you want to raise awareness of it?
It depends on the viability and how much money the gas companies think they can make out of it. At the moment, because of the world market and the prices of gas and oil not being very high, it's less viable. However, before they start with the main part of the industry, they always come in to do testing. They need to do test wells, and there's nothing to stop them wanting to do that while they wait to see what happens with the market. Even when the market says it's good, that's it, they will come here. There seems to be noises from Westminster which imply they would like it to be happening in Scotland, thank you very much, quite far away from them. So there's nothing to stop it, basically. If someone can make money out of it, they will want to come here. They will want to get licences. Westminster have these licences out there for the bidding. Within the next couple of months, we'll find out if any of the gas companies have successfully bid for these licences, and then we'll just have to see what happens.